Hi, this is Francesca from Oroville Radio, and today we are reporting from the College Guest House, which is about to host a 3.5 month course in sustainability and community studies. Sounds pretty interesting, and we have the good fortune to have one of the teachers, Ethan Hirschtober, if that's correct, with us, and he's going to tell us more about their program, what they're going to do, and why they chose Oroville.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we've been here since 1996. Living Roots has been coming to Oroville to study sustainability. And Living Roots as an organization teaches programs in 10 different countries right now around the world. Oroville is the oldest program, the program in India. It's accredited through the University of Massachusetts. So students get their grades through University of Massachusetts, but the students come from all over the United States and also from other countries, Canada. And we also have a scholarship for Orovillian students local Tamil students to join this one, can join the semester each semester. And we teach a fall and a spring semester here every year. And basically we're studying personal, community, and ecological sustainability and look at it from different lenses through Oroville. The program is experiential in nature, so students, a lot of what we do is having students go and experience the different places so they can see how these things are being done firsthand and really get involved. And so in the past there's been a service learning project where students go for half of the semester and every morning and work in the different different communities, whether it be at a school or a farm or one of the other business units or other organizations in Oroville and get involved that way. But right now we're actually changing the program a bit, and we're going to be living in three different communities. After our initial orientation of 3 weeks, we'll be living at College Guest House, and then we're going to move into different communities, Solitude and Buddha Garden and Fourcomers this year. So we'll have 6 students at each place living there for 5 weeks.
And what are they going to do?
And we'll be part of the daily life in each of those communities and working there. And also some students may leave to go work in different, if someone wants to work in a school or for a different business unit or Oroville Radio, for example, they can do that. But they also have the option to just be in the community and working there too. Yeah. So it's a real chance for them to get fully involved, which has been part of the challenge sometimes is, you know, people go for half the day but don't really get to be fully involved. So, and we'll also just be experiencing the life at each community.
Do you have any feedback from previous years of students that attended this this course? And what do they say?
Yeah, students generally have really positive experiences here. You know, they come here, they think of Oroville as eco village and a utopia. And, you know, first they see, you know, oh, there's all these amazing things here. And then they see, wow, there's all these problems that we have also, which there are.
Logistic, for example, problems.
Yeah, plenty of difficulties that are being worked on now. And so it's this process that they go through of learning about what it is to live in a community for real, as opposed to this imagined utopia that they have in their head. And so it's a real amazing experience for them. And they go home, back to their mostly to America, to their home country, and they take all these ideas of how people can live differently in the world. And that's what I really value as a teacher here, is that they're getting to see that. Sometimes I feel like I'm not doing much as a teacher except saying, yeah, see this amazing
you're
place.
You're more like a guide.
Yeah, introducing them to
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So what is sustainability for you?
Oh, man. Sustainability is a lot of different things, and that's, we try to look at it from so many angles.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can talk about how having low impact on the planet, on the Earth, but there's also so much, I mean, sustainability in terms of personal, individual sustainability. If you are doing something in your life and can't sustain yourself because it's overtaxing you, or, I mean, so many people today in the States especially are just working themselves to death. Yeah. And so try to look at different ways of living life that, you know, we practice yoga and meditation and just talk about lots of different spiritual and body practices that people can approach. So there's a whole course just on body, mind, spirit, And we have another course on global and local sustainability, which looks more at the ecological and global impacts that we're having, as well as social impacts, because that's another whole part, the community aspect. There's community sustainability too, which is, can a community continue to exist in a long term? And that's a big question for places like Orville today. How does it sustain itself?
Yeah.
And some of those questions aren't as simple as, money doesn't just appear for out of nowhere to help support a place. You know, there needs to be some kind of system that allows for that to continue to exist.
Yes.
And even if, you know, Orville has these ideas of trying to move away from money, but there still has to be some way that people sustain themselves and live together communally. And yeah, there's that too. There's a whole aspect of that we look at in terms of communication and dealing with conflict, because that comes up when you're living together very closely with people. And,
absolutely.
And so all of these come together to form this larger idea of sustainability that isn't just, you know, it's become this buzzword, but it's much more complex than that. So that's what we try to introduce students to, and also I'm still learning a lot about it every day too. So.
Sure. And do you think that there are other examples in the world, like Oroville, or even examples that are more mature, or about eco and sustainable villages?
Mm-hmm. Certainly there are many communities around the world. That's something I've been really intrigued by, and trying to visit a lot of different communities and seeing how people live intentionally around the world. It's something that's kind of been growing as a movement, actually. And Oroville is one of the older communities like this. But I mean, actually, I'm looking into is these ideas are not new at all. These are, you know, over 1,000 years old.
Yeah,
these ideas existed of trying to live in a certain way with other people and yeah, together, and with a certain ideal and intention in mind. And so,
and do you think that now we have achieved this dream?
Have we achieved it? Well, another aspect of it is that it's not a specific thing to achieve. It is a constantly changing and dynamic process. And I think Orville exhibits that extremely well. There's constant change and movement of how this community exists and how we are in interaction with each other and with the world and with ourselves too. So it's not, that's the thing, sustainability isn't a word you can capture. This is sustainable now. It's something that's always evolving and going. And so I think Oroville is a great example of that, and the other communities I've seen in the world also exhibit that too. And that includes, you know, a lot of the idea of like traditional villages in many different countries, many of whom were existing for thousands of years without Western intervention.
Yeah.
So that's
Oroville
an old idea.
Is very much Western.
And Oroville has a lot of Western ideas and is kind of merging some of those concepts. And so that's the real boundary these days, is what is it to, like, what can we learn from other cultures and other traditions, as well as the ones that, I mean, we have, it's an international community here. So what is it that we can get from this collective wisdom of different people and how we live together? So, yeah, by no means is it something that's just going to be like, oh, yeah, we're done, we're finished.
No,
it's always going.
It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ethan, thank you very much for your availability, and best of luck with your classes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.